everyone. It's another day in the Joyride. Jim, what are we talking about today?
Today we're finishing off our three-part little mini-series within the podcast on Joseph Campbell's hero's journey. We've talked about initiation. We've talked about separation, which was a big one, a huge part of Joseph Campbell's hero's journey. And now today we're here to talk about the return, which is my absolute favorite part of the whole thing, because I'm a reflective being. I know you are a reflective being.
Yes, sir.
And I think that the return offers us so much opportunity to reflect. I have some things in mind for today's episode to kind of talk about, but I know you do as well.
We'll see.
So again, initiation is when you're called to action. Something triggers in your life, good or bad, and it propels you into this journey. And as you sink from the known world into the unknown world, in that unknown world, you face trials and tribulations. You face fear, all with the help of guides and mentors along the way in order to try to find your bliss and slay your dragons. And then after all of that, you emerge back into the known world again, a new person. And, you know, I kind of want to jump off from that point, you know, like you've gone into the unknown and now you're coming back to it. So can you connect to that at all in any way? All right. Well, why don't you give us some action here?
Yeah, there's two. I mean, and kind of staying in the theme of what we talked about before, my two major life experiences, one with being in the Marines and then the second with Live Free, with the return. And the return's a really interesting concept because a lot of people struggle with the return.
Yep.
And that's kind of where I want to lead in my own experience, right, is through the military. Obviously, there's a huge population of military veterans in this country, and a very big percentage of them actually commit suicide, which is really unfortunate. And a lot of that is, and I'm no expert, but I do have experience in it. A lot of that is being able to adapt to coming back to civilian life, right? The return. It's literally the return. And it's so hard. And it can be something as basic as they've been told what to do, where to do it, how to do it, when to do it for so long, 4, 5, 6, 7, 20 plus years. Then when they get out, there's complete freedom of doing whatever you want, whenever you want. And a lot of people don't know how to handle that. And then there's obviously there's trauma that you face and not knowing how to deal with that. So a lot of times coming back from that experience has been really challenging. And then the other experience that I have is obviously going through what I went through with Lauren and coming back and understanding what that is and the call and, you know, pursuing the call and then coming back and still actively pursuing the call.
Yeah.
Has also been a blessing. So I've had both, right? Like I went through uber depression when I came out of the military. You know, I'm 23 years old. I'm living back at home with my parents. I don't know what to do. Don't have a job lined up, et cetera, et cetera. But then the other part of the return is from pediatric cancer. I came with resolve and ready to rock and roll and,
right,
you know, with a new perspective. How about you?
I think, well, I just want to talk a little bit about what you've said here, because I think it's important to see that in the return, it's not always, it's its own part of this hero's journey on purpose. You know, the return is, might even be the hardest part of the hero's journey. You know, we all can see that slaying that dragon, that going up against your fear, you know, that showing courage in the face of fear and confidence is something that all of us can value and say, like, that's the hero right there. And this is a little bit of like the teacher in me, at the beginning, in our first episode, when we started with the initiation, I don't know, you could go back at the tape and look, but I introduced it. And then you started with, you know, I want to start with defining what a hero is. And I had this like sly smile because, like, to me, this is the moment where we can really learn something from ourselves and actually see return in our own perception of what a hero is, because I think it's in the return where a hero is defined. I mean that because it's how you react to the things that you face that you face sometimes on your own in that unknown world, and you come back to the people who may not have been part of that unknown world with you, and you try to bring some semblance of order and forward progress. And I think that if you can do that as a human, that's where you really start to see the heroism, you know? And I think that's the rub of this whole thing with what a hero's journey is that, you know, defining ourselves as heroic is not what the hero's journey is about. The goal is not to come out a hero. You are a hero as you do it. It's through action, you know? And I think that's what I love about the archetype and in conversations that we've had about different things and even with other people about like what the hero's journey represents. I do think that this is the point, the return, where you really start to see heroism. And there can be some really strong lessons learned, not only because you become somebody who can then become a vessel for the lessons you learned to someone else, but you can also continue to grow yourself, you know? And I think it's profound. In talking just about like the things that you discussed with the military, somebody who was not in the military but has led a life of service in other ways in other places, I think that I was always captivated by the concept of returning from something as, and let's take I guess a step and look at it this way. There was a guy that I taught with named Keith Doyle, who was a TJ Keith. Keith's an amazing human, who taught this course called Literature of Peace, Protest, and Tolerance. And within that course, a lot of the books were about finding peace from trauma. And he was a combat vet. He showed two films. One was called Restrepo, and one was called Korngal. And it was, these were nonfiction documentaries by Sebastian Hunger. And he went around and followed these platoons that were out in Afghanistan fighting in the Korngal Valley. And what I found amazing about some of them was the concept of brotherhood that comes from battle and all the things that they felt there. But there's a scene where some of these guys who, and Hunger, the filmmaker, even says it, are some of the most, have suffered the most post-traumatic stress that he's seen in anyone, would come back and they'd be at the grocery store or they'd be picking their kid up from school and they'd just be distant. And the comment was like, if I could give you the chance to go back into combat right now with those same people, would you go? And overwhelmingly, I see it from you, is the answer is yes.
No doubt.
And you know, that's something amazing about that whole process, right? And I guess how you then sink back into the unknown again says a lot about you. But I also think it's one of the reasons why that speaks to what you say. While there's so many veterans that ultimately end up, you know, taking their lives because of the struggle of continuing to slay that dragon as they come back into the world.
That's a very interesting point. One of the things when I do talk to some of my fellow Marine brothers and we have those conversations with each other, it's about finding purpose. Mm. Once I found purpose, and I guess another dragon to slay is when the depression stopped. Mm. Right, there was another purpose. There's a high calling in the military, which is that's a whole another interesting thing. But there's a high calling, and then you come back, and there's like there's not this high calling anymore. Like, right. Well, what am I doing here? Yeah. That's pretty interesting.
And then there's the introspective part of like looking at yourself as you move forward and being influenced by the other things that people have to say. Judging from you and talking to you already in the episode, The Marine, and here, you felt like you had something to prove when you went into the Marine.
No doubt.
You had something to prove to yourself, but you also, as a 18-year-old wants to do, you want to prove the haters wrong, right? Sure. And you went and did this. Now, I'm sure the Dan that came out of that, while still achieving some of those things, had a vastly different perspective when they came back into the known world,
yeah.
Right? Which is crazy. And those lessons, I think, really help us. And in the second thing that we have, you know, when we suffered more trauma in our lives, you know, and have gone through things and now have to face those dragons again, but we have what we were before to build off of. You have yourself almost as one of those mentors and teachers along the way, or other people that help you go through those things.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Mm.
Tell me about your return.
So there's a few different returns that I guess I could talk about. And I think for me, the overall theme of a return and in all of the different things that I've faced in my life is that coming back into the known world, what I started to learn quickly was that I needed to answer that the theme coming back in was I stood the chance to help or guide or mentor or teach other people based on my experiences, that the narrative that I had from those struggles, from those things were going to be tools that I could use when I identified somebody else that was just dipping below into the separation. So for me, the return has always been trying to find people that potentially, or have people find me, that potentially need that teacher, that need that friend, that need that guide, that mentor at that moment, you know, and seizing it and being called every time to answer that. And I think it's a reflection of a lot of different stages of my life, not just the one that we're currently on, talking about pediatric cancer, Live Free, and the things that I've done since my daughter's passing. This is ingrained, I think, in a lot of the things that I've seen in my life. And, you know, like even from health struggles that my parents are going through right now, like when my mom will turn to me and talk to me, and I just have an objective way of looking at like how we need to face these things. And I think she appreciates that perspective because I'm being a guide there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not on the journey with her. I know I'm serving a part of that journey. And I think that's why I always gravitated towards teaching, towards coaching, towards, you know, partnerships in things that I do and trying to inspire other people to do things, because you never really know how far that goes, right? We talk about those ripples, lay them out and let that go. So for me, that's what the return always is. I know that's not as specific, I think, as I think you wanted me to get, but like that's how I view the return. And I've applied that to a lot of the things that have come up in my life.
Yeah. And I see that with you, with working with you, and we work every single day, which is crazy. Sorry to the wives. But I see that with you every day, where you do try to be there for people and you try to give them your objective experience. Yeah, it's really interesting, this whole concept. You and I never really dove into this part of it before, so this is my brain's kind of like all over the place.
Yeah.
But it's really interesting and it's very accurate. I mean, I'm sure you see it with me too. I want to be able to support people. And I tell you all the time, it's been a very heavy topic the last 3 days, three or four days with you and I. It's like the people that we get to meet are incredible. And most, maybe it's incredible because we see a little bit of ourselves in them and we want to push them to get to the levels that we're at, or they're at a higher level than we are, but we also see a little bit of ourselves in them and we want to push ourselves to get to their level and beyond. It's really fascinating.
See, this is what I love about the concept of this podcast. This, the idea that we're trying to go through here, and why are these guys exploring the hero's journey? Yeah, right. I mean, obviously, to me, it's connected to the logo, and I wanted that to be the core of what we talked about. I know you did too. But in things that we've even done, kids that we've interviewed who have been through cancer treatments and are students now at Sacred Heart, I've got to do two interviews with two different kids, and I unfolded the interview in a way where I wasn't calling them heroic at the beginning. I was just like, I want you to tell me your story if you're comfortable, and if they say yes, then we go further. I want to know
separation.
We got the known world and the unknown world, which is going through treatment and cancer, and how were you initiated in this? Where did you start to see, you know, your things? Then there was that separation, that moment where all of a sudden you realize this is cancer. This is much bigger than what I'm ready for, but you have to go through it. You have guides along the way, and then you return back. And these kids are sitting there talking to us in the return, in that moment, learning. And I think that when you face other people, like you said, some of these amazing people that we find in our lives, the archetype applies. Like this circular way of going through something applies. And in the end, it doesn't mean you get a badge that says you're a hero. I think it offers you the perspective to say you can be a guide and you can be a mentor. And that doesn't mean that you're going to tell them exactly how to do it. You're going to give them the tools that they need, in the reference to the alchemist, to all right, go through and that scene with the oil and the tapestries, go through and see all the beauty of the world, or no, go through and hold this spoon of oil and don't spill a thing. Oh, did you see all the beauty of the tapestries while you're there? Oh, you missed that? Now look at the tapestries, spill all the oil. You get to invoke a lesson, not tell them how to do it, you know? And I think that that's why I love that scene and why I love the whole circle here.
Yeah, really fascinating. And the other part, as we talk about this a little bit more, one thing that we didn't really touch on is that we're constantly in this circle and we're constantly in different phases. So the circle is not even just one dimensional. It's like, it's more like a sphere, right? And you're going through this circle.
Right. So it's almost connected to Greek mythology itself, which is, you know, where this archetype came from.
Yeah. It's really fascinating because, you know, we're diving into some of the unknowns right now, but we're also serving as mentors for some people, and we're also returning from certain things, and now we're trying to guide people down, and we're actually going through some stuff that we've never really experienced before. So we're constantly going through it.
But what's cool about that, though, is that it's rooted in a place where we were initiated and called, and now we're when we apply to Live Free, like in the expansion of Live Sports right now, and our approach that we're taking with it in trying to use to create this platform within what we do, this program, we've learned a lot. And we've applied a lot of the things that were the bedrock and the foundation of the source of Live Free to it. And I don't know about you, but like in these last 2 months, you know, with the volleyball jamboree, and now as we approach this hockey 24-hour game with these adults, like I just, it feels right because it started there.
Yeah.
Started in that I feel like we're in the return with that now. We're seeing it.
Right.
And now, yes, we'll jump into the unknown again as we open it further. But again, that's what Live Free's always been, I think, from my perspective.
No, you're absolutely right. I must say, man, we're approaching 17 minutes here. I must say, I've really enjoyed talking about this hero's journey. I hope that our listeners, and I know we had a few people reach out and say, wow, that was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Didn't really see things this way. So I hope this was enlightening to people, but this is not something that I want to just be done with. I want to keep going on this. This is pretty good because, to your point, we need to be guides to help people right now. And now we're building an army, right?
Authentically. That's what we're trying to do. Yeah. We want people to see this. Like right. this is not, we are living. This is us showing confidence, facing our fears, and doing it with as much compassion as we can.
Amen, brother.
Amen, man.
17.
Love you, bud.
Good one.
Thanks, man. Love you back.